O devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, reciting the Holy Quran and listening to it is indeed a great act of reward. Alas, less interest is now found amongst the people in this regard. If a qari recites, we do not like to listen to it. About the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and their passion of recitation, it is stated in Ihya ul-Ulum, volume 1 on page 845. It is narrated that when the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een used to gather, they used to ask one of them to recite any surah of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said, whoever listens to one verse of the Holy Quran, it will be nur, that is light for him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Have you noticed the reward of listening to the Holy Quran is so magnificent? Then the reciter, who is the reason for this reward, also shares the reward with him, provided that he has no intention of showing off. Dear viewers, find it interesting or not, worship and recitation should always go on. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, one day or another, you will find it interesting. Hazrat Sayyidina Sabit Bunani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I struggled 20 years with the recitation of the Holy Quran in spite of the fact that I didn't find it interesting, and then I got its pleasure for 20 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.